Several days later, Luisa knew the chances of finding Miguel were growing slim. Most of Armero's residents were missing and feared dead. But Miguel's family did not give up hope. "I have someone named Miguel to see you." The family turned to the relief worker. The family had never been so overjoyed. "I didn't know what happened to Luisa and Mama," explained Miguel. "I couldn't see or hear anything. I thought for sure the Lahar had swept you away." "We made it back to the hospital," said Luisa. "But what happened to you?" "After the Lahar swept me away, I grabbed a plank and used it as a raft. I was able to float on the mud," explained her brother. "The Lahar carried me out of town," Miguel continued. "Then a wave of mud heaved me over the edge. I sprinted away and ran until I couldn't go any farther. Rescue workers revived me with water and food. Fortunately, they discovered where you were and brought me here." "We are extremely fortunate to be together," said Isabel solemnly. Everyone agreed.
The Nevado del Ruiz eruption. The eruption of Nevado del Ruiz was one of the deadliest of the 20th century. It produced lahars that reached Armero within 3 hours and destroyed most of the town. More than 23,000 people were killed and thousands were injured. The tragedy could have been avoided. Officials could have evacuated the town earlier. Thousands might have survived. Today, scientists who study volcanoes are better equipped to predict eruptions.